thank goodness you're all still here. I'd like to have that happen. That's a good sign, right? Of course, I don't know that, but I'm just assuming that.
Yeah, you're assuming.
Well, I am. I am.
That's good.
Funny story.
Let's hope that's the case.
Yeah. Funny story. First, let's set the table. I want to make sure you guys realize you can sign up for the Fish With Us.
Fish With Us contest.
It's multiple times.
Coming in September. So all the rules are right on our website at
thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Yes. And please look it over. You can register every day.
Increases your chances of winning.
It increases your chances. I've already seen that happening where I get the same person registering. There's more than one, actually.
Yep. There you go.
That register every day, and that just increases your odds. Because when this whole thing is said and done, actually, I had somebody ask me about it the other day, and I said, you know, it's not like we're pulling names out of a hat. We literally have a list of everybody that's registered, and they're in numerical order, and then we have a computer pick the number.
Yep.
So we have no idea who's getting selected. Nope. And then when, you know, we make the calls, make sure they're able to go along. Hopefully you have cleared the dates in case you get drawn, so you're capable of going along.
Yep.
And the way we go, we're going to go up to Loon Lake.
Yep.
In Ontario. It's actually, we go in through Crane Lake in Minnesota. We go on about a 14-mile ride over a boat portage and then into the camp. And it's going to be an adventure.
It'll be fun. No question about it. So check that out. Check us out on Facebook as well. And we'll be putting a post on there with the link so you can click on that and take you right to it. Should be good. Announcement that came out that I just saw today. The state of Minnesota announced that at Owatonna is going to be hosting the Governor's Pheasant Opener for 2023. Doesn't that seem late, Don? I'm just a little bit pessimistic.
The opener or the announcement?
The announcement.
Yeah.
The opener is going to happen no matter what.
Yeah, typically that is announced the 1 year prior for the community that's going to be hosting those events. It's you know, it's not as big of an event, I don't believe,
as a
fishing opener is, the Governor's Fishing Opener. But they also have a deer opener.
Yeah.
And now a pheasant opener. So I'm not sure where they'll be hosting it in
Owatonna.
In Owatonna, did they say?
No, I didn't really look at it. I just took a glance. We'll have more details as it comes up. But well, you heard that the Minnesota Deers Association or the MDHA pulled out of the deer hunting opener as a sponsor.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they pulled out of that. So we'll have some more detail. I wanted to get a little bit more before I went too in-depth on it. But yeah. And they got replaced different, I think it was Buffalo something replaced them as a sponsor. But yeah, there's a little controversy there.
Buffalo?
It's Buffalo, not Buffalo County or something.
What was your question about the pheasant opener?
Where it was going to be located in Owatonna?
Oh, yeah, I'm not sure.
Owatonna.
In the Owatonna area. I mean, it's not going to be in, it won't be in town, but they'll probably have their festivities in town.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they will be either working with some preserves or.
Which is.
Or some habit, you know, some Pheasants Forever habitat.
Steer, yeah.
Yep. That has been, that's usually what they're doing. I think last year wasn't.
Managed areas.
In Worthington or.
Yeah.
It was in the southwest part of the state. Yeah.
Well, they. You need to. I mean, we need to get some time in to get the habitat benefits built up. I mean, the numbers were on the rebound, but I think we need to have more time to get that to happen because I know I went hunting with Steve Carney from Outdoor News out at the lodge out in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And he was so funny. He'd shoot before Ron. Ron Shearer was with us. I got to hunt behind Raven. The whole deal was kind of a cool thing. And we were actually featured on, what was it? The Flush, I think it was, that Ron does. And Steve would shoot so fast. And I said, Steve, what is the deal? We got time. You don't understand. I've had the same box of shells for the last 5 years. I get a bird up. I want to get that thing shot and get it down so I can actually get it. He said, this is like nothing I've ever experienced. This is crazy, you know, because the birds are just getting up. And Ron and I were, you know, we're mindful of what's going on. And Steve would just go, whoop, boom, done. And we never even have a chance to take a shot. So Minnesota, he's a Minnesota.
If he's got
hunter,
a box of shells and he's hunting South Dakota.
He's not hunting South Dakota. He's hunting Minnesota.
Okay.
That's why he's had the same box of shells for 5 years.
Yeah, I mean, you can go. You don't need a box of shells, but you'll go through a box of shells pretty easy in a couple day hunt. If you're a bad shot. If you're a good shot, you only need three.
Get them done. Yeah, and have a lot of fun trying to do the
rest.
I had
some friends that way. And they could carry three shells in each pocket, and that's all they go out with.
And they come back with
three birds. Yep.
That works. It works. But anyway, so Owatonna, we'll have more on details on that as the time goes on. Same with the deer opener as well. So we'll have those kind of cool stories.
I wonder if they've announced that yet.
Yeah, they did. That's why they had to have they had to make an announcement. Because the MDHA, Minnesota Deer Association, they pulled out, and it was due to political reasons. And then they had to switch it to go to this other group, and then they had some type of announcement.
Wow. It'd be interesting to know if other states have a governor's type event like that.
Yeah,
I know South Dakota, I believe, has a governor's pheasant hunt.
Yeah. Well, the population of the state like triples when pheasant hunting is going on.
Yeah.
And I don't mean
That's
resident. Non-resident, it's crazy. Yeah. So one of those things. But another nice story, Don, out of St. Croix, or I should say Park Falls, St. Croix Rod Company. They're celebrating their 75th year in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Isn't that cool?
It is cool. I mean, they're a fantastic rod.
It's, they say they make the best rods on earth, and it's funny. They've been at it a long time, obviously, and they do make a quality rod. They've been evolving with all the other companies, and it's if you look at the rod companies such as that, it's a small community. Where you look at the Berkleys, you look at the Shimanos, you look at, those are global, big global companies, right?
Right.
And
what about Loomis?
Well, they're part of the Shimano group. It's the same company that owns them. But what a completely different mindset, and really providing a community with employment that's beyond expectations.
Have you ever been up to their customer appreciation?
I have not.
Event?
Mm-mm.
I've always wanted to get up there, but it seems like I'm fishing.
Well, and they've done it for 12 years.
Yep.
So they talk about their thousands of people showed up to the customer appreciation day.
Yep.
It's held in June each year. The year's free event included seminars such as Jim and Jeremy Lindner, Joe Bucher, Steve Heiting, Brian Brosdahl, Joel Nelson, Jason Halfen, and Todd Hun. Other activities are rod building tent, and they show visitors how to build rods, casting sessions for anything from fly fishing and spinning, bait casting, and discount merchandise. And they, like I said, they've done that for 12 years. It's a pretty cool way to give back to the Midwest, because there's people come from a long ways away to go to that event.
Oh, yeah.
It's a pretty cool deal. And, I find 72 years it's been in Park Falls, just distinctly.
Yeah, their big event, you're going to have to wait about 11 months to participate in it, because I think it's mid-June.
Mm-hmm. So if you look at it, the logistics and shipping in Park Falls, it wouldn't be a place you'd normally put your distribution center. Usually you go to Kansas City or Nashville, which is where you look at some of the bigger companies are. But they wanted to be a good steward to the community, and they did not want to move it outside of Park Falls. And that's a big statement about the ownership of the company. I really, hats off to those guys. And if we talked about the other manufacturers, I think the big secret they do survive and thrive is because of the dedication that people have. And they run one shift, 5 days a week. You can go on a tour, schedule a tour. If you want to go up there, you can schedule a tour. and they go through the whole thing with you, everything from ice fishing to musky, walleye, trout, panfish, rods. They have almost 900 SKUs.
So different rods?
Yeah.
Oh, that's my problem.
Yeah. You don't have enough.
No, I couldn't figure out what to use them all for.
So, I mean, you have to think about it.
I can deal with a half a dozen.
Ice fishing, fly fishing, and that's my sad part of my garage. I've got more than, but I'm using them. I mean, everyone has a different specific use. You have them set to go, and you're ready to rock and roll. That's about it. So congrats to St. Croix Rods. Hopefully we'll get them to come on and talk a little bit about the product in the near future here. So stay tuned. We're going to be right back. More Valley Outdoors. Here's your chance to fish with us, the Valley Outdoors. It's simple to do. Register online at thevalleyoutdoors.com and wait for your name to be drawn. We're giving away a trip to four individuals that includes lodging at Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins and fishing the waters of Loon Lake in Ontario, Canada. Join Don and I on this fabulous fishing trip September 16th through the 21st. You'll be spending the day with one of our hosts searching for walleye, bass, and northern pike, plus a walleye seminar and contest for prizes throughout the trip. Just register today through valleyoutdoors.com, the Valley Outdoors Radio, and Loon Lake Waterfall Cabins. Get registered today to fish with us. Winners announced on August 26th on the Valley Outdoors Radio. Complete promotional rules available at thevalleyoutdoors.com. So, Don, you know, you always like to talk big fish stories, right?
Absolutely.
And I saw this and it jumped out at me. It's not a catfish story that I know you wanted to have me tell you, but it is about a Texas largemouth. And it was just certified as a new world record and a line class record, IGFA, line class record, by Lee, that's Leah, not with an H, but a L-E-A, and Powell of Jackson, Texas, and was fishing in, I'm a little confused on it, but O.H. Ivy Lake, which is kind of odd, but nonetheless. And she boated the 12-pound, 3-ounce largemouth bass, 10 minutes to fight. And it took it to a nearby gas station, an RV park, go figure, where it was weighed on a certified scale. After recording the official weight, they relaunched the boat and released the bass. At the time, neither Smith nor Powell had any idea that it was a contender for the new IGFA world record. That alone is worth the story. They brought it in the live well to the facility,
weighed it,
and brought it back to the lake and let it go. She said she was at the Bassmaster Classic in Knoxville this last March and told a friend of mine about a fish, showed him some pictures. He said, "You should get that fish certified." Powell decided to take the advice. She submitted the comprehensive list of required information, sent them a 20-foot section of the 10-pound class, 10-pound test line she was using. When she caught the fish on June 23rd, it was certified as a new world record for the 12-pound line
class.
Yep. And trying to get some high points here. Artificial lure. Yep, she was using artificial. And guess what she used to find the fish? Live scope. The Garmin live scope. And he said, "Cast where I cast." He saw the fish about 50 feet from the boat in a bunch of cedar trees. And watched the live scope and said, "Think I got a follower." Watched the fish in the screen. Fish nose down to the soft plastic. Then it turned away. She opened the bail and let the spinning reel, just basically the lure let fall it down, right,
drop,
fall back down.
Yep.
And when she did that, it nosed down, took the bait. She said, "I just felt a couple little ticks." She said, "Then I gave her the beans, and it was on."
I've never heard that statement. Give her the beans.
I have. Soon as she got the fish close to the boat, it did a nosedive, took off again. She said it was forced to continually adjust her drag throughout the fight. Once I got it to the net, I went back and look, and the hook was barely in the mouth. And She caught a 10-pounder the previous day, and she said it was the most stressful fight I've ever had. Once she saw the fish, it just freaked her out, and finally did calm down. But come certified, she had the catch bested a 9-pound, 1-ounce largemouth caught in Mexico in March 2021. And so the all-tackle world record for largemouth is shared by two anglers, but I'm not going to get into that because that's my following story. We're going to cover the top five, jump right into the top five biggest bass. We'll start with number five, Robert Krupe, 21 pounds, nice fish. And Castaic Lake. Castaic Lake's got big fish in California. They use those big wooden baits that look like a big trout. Raymond Easley, that's 21 pounds. He was in California, same kind of thing. We've got Robert Krupe again, 22 pounds. And guess where he got that one? Castaic Lake again. Number two, Manubo Karata, 22 pounds, 4 ounces. And that's a big fish. I don't care what anybody says. But he happened to catch it. Lake Biwa in Japan, 22 pounds, 4 ounces. There's big bass in Japan.
Evidently.
And number one, biggest bass ever, George Perry, 22 pounds, 4 ounces. And that's
he caught that in central United States, didn't he?
What's that?
Where did he catch that?
Let's see.
Wasn't that Kentucky or something?
No. Doesn't even say. I looked at this before, and I thought I just might have missed it. But no.
Wow. But so let me ask you, have you ever...
No, Montgomery Lake in Georgia. It was highlighted. Georgia. I missed it.
Have you ever caught a large fish that thought it might...
Yeah.
And so my point is where do you know there's a certified scale that you could actually get it weighed at?
Any butcher shop.
Any butcher shop.
Yep.
Just a point where we're going fishing, and if we go into a lake called Lac La Croix,
yep,
they have lake trout. Last winter, the outfitter was telling me the guy caught a 53-pounder and had to put it back because he was over his limit. And it would have been a world record.
That's upsetting.
That's the story we're going to leave you with. Thanks, you guys, for joining us. This is the Valley Outdoors. For Ava, Don, and myself, I'm Eric. We are going to be here next week. Hopefully you tune in with us. See ya.